Curious City is supported by the Poetry Foundation, with a reminder that Chicago is the pulse of poetry. Visit the Poetry Foundation on the corner of Superior and Dearborn to explore their library of 40,000 books, attend public events, and view Frente a la Vida, Facing Life, a striking multidisciplinary art exhibition by Chicago artist Victoria Martinez. Learn more at poetryfoundation.org.
America is changing, and so is the world.
But what's happening in America isn't just the cause of global upheaval. It's also a symptom of disruption that's happening everywhere.
I'm Asma Khalid in Washington, D.C.
I'm Tristan Redman in London, and this is The Global Story.
Every weekday, we'll bring you a story from this intersection, where the world and America meet.
Listen on BBC.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, Chicago? I'm Erin Allen. It's getting cooler, the days are getting shorter, and there is a crispness in the air. I hate to admit it, but I think it's safe to say fall is almost here. At least that means it's about time for all those tasty apple desserts, though. So today, we're revisiting a question we got from Teresa Flanagan. She wanted to know if apple slices are a local or even a hyper-local thing. No, we are not talking about a bunch of cut-up apples. We're talking about a pastry that is kind of like a rectangular slab pie baked in a sheet pan. Teresa had grown up eating apple slices from her local bakery and had largely forgotten about them until recently.
I asked my husband, who's from Central Illinois, and he had no idea what I was talking about. I asked a friend who grew up in Rogers Park. She was like, no, but if you find them, like, that sounds amazing.
We were intrigued by these gooey apple-filled pastries with a sugary glaze on top. Reporter Esther Yoon-Ji Kang tracks down the history.
Our question asker, Teresa, was cruising Pinterest one day when she came across a recipe for Chicago-style apple slices.
And as soon as I saw the picture, all these memories of childhood like came flooding back.
Memories like going with her grandmother to the now-closed Mazzeo's Bakery in West Suburban Elmwood Park and all the gatherings her grandparents hosted.
They would buy a ton of pastries. They're both Italian, so there was like the traditional cannoli and zeppoles. But then we also had these brownies and these apple slices that were my dad and my grandfather's favorite.
As a kid growing up in the 90s, Teresa would eat just the glazed top part because the apple filling seemed too healthy for her. She wondered what it would be like to eat them again as an adult. But she was also all of a sudden curious about where apple slices came from. Tracking down the beginnings of Chicago foods like deep dish pizza and Italian beef sandwiches, not that hard. Those stories are pretty well documented. But the origins of apple slices? That proved to be a challenge. We talked to some bloggers, some bakers, and even a Midwestern food expert, No Dice. So then we combed through the Chicago newspaper archives. The first mention of bakery apple slices that we could find was in the Chicago Daily Tribune in 1922, an ad for a Tebbets and Garland Stop and Shop on Michigan Avenue. The store's bakery sold an apple slice for 19 cents a piece, but it was described as a square coffee cake covered with sliced apples and glazed with apricot jam. That didn't quite sound like the slab pie we were looking for. The next mention we found, 1945, with the headline, Mary Mead Shows How to Make Apple Slices. Now, Mary Mead was the pen name for five different food editors at the Tribune between 1930 and 1974. There were some step-by-step recipes and photos, and a picture of the finished product. The instructions, sift 2 cups flour with 1/2 teaspoon salt, cut in shortening, yada yada, divide dough, roll out onto pan, fill with apple mixture, bake, glaze. Yep, now these were more like it. The recipe and variations of it kept getting printed over the years. There was even a headline about a farm wife winning a contest with an apple slice recipe. And then in 1957, a headline, Mayor's Wife Fixes His Favorite Dish. It had a photo of Eleanor Sis Daly pulling a baking dish out of the oven. Eleanor, of course, was the wife of Mayor Richard J. Daley. And apple slices were his favorite dish. That's as Chicago as you can get. As I continued in my quest, I was told Dobra Belinsky would be the person to ask about old-school Chicago baked goods.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, hi, Dobra.
Dobra.
Esther.
Dobra has run delightful pastries on the far northwest side for nearly 25 years. And not only is she knowledgeable, but hilarious. She belongs on a reality cooking show. Dobra took over Delightful Pastries from another owner in the late 1990s. With its pink awning and bright and cheery interior, the bakery sells everything from cannolis and brownies to croissants and macarons. But it doesn't sell apple slices. At least not anymore.
We started in 1998, so for the first 5 years we're making apple slices, but then it slowly started tapering off, and we thought, you know what, let's not beat a dead horse.
Dobra says many European groups have some form of an apple dessert. But the apple slice and its close sibling and bakery display mate, the cherry slice, are strictly a Midwestern American thing.
You know, we have lots of apples in the Midwest. We have wonderful fruit, so we make do with what we have. Basically, apple slices are a way for the bakery to make money instead of making individual pies.
She says their heyday was in the 50s and 60s.
Everything was canned, or margarine was very ubiquitous back then. And it's just horrible. So when you think about all those recipes in the 60s, it's like really interesting to see what they considered to be delicious food.
Yeah. Dobra is not a big fan of apple slices, especially the goo.
Oh my God, apple slices or apple pie should have apples in it. You know, I had one customer a few years back, brought back our apple pie, and he said, your apple pie has too many apples in it. It doesn't have enough gel. I said, give me back my apple pie. Here's your money. Jewel is 4 blocks down that way. I'm like, that gel, that's just a filler.
Instead, Dobra, who is of Polish descent, offers her customers a Polish-style apple cake, the Charlotka. It's taller, with more of a cake-like consistency, with roasted apples. And, of course, no goo.
Does anyone still ask for apple slices?
You? Sorry, Esther. I had to, you know, you wanted the truth from me, and this is it. In the last, decade, you're the only one that's asked me about apple slices.
I'm sorry, Esther.
That's okay. It makes things interesting and fun, you know?
So, have you seen other bakeries do it?
I went to Mokina to a friend's bakery, and I saw him making it. But, you know, he is almost 80, so he's... I will not say his name because he'll kill me when he comes stops by. But, you know, he's a little bit older, so he has not changed with the times.
Dobra says as Chicago's neighborhoods change, so do tastes. And fewer bakeries are making apple slices today.
I would say it's a nostalgic food item. And then you'll be soon wake up out of your nostalgia when you taste it and you're going to say, what the hell was I thinking, you know?
Well, I didn't grow up in Chicago, and I don't know what people were thinking when they ate these apple slices, but I wanted to find out before all the bakeries stopped selling them. Coming up, I go in search of this forgotten slice of Chicago food history.
Curious City is supported by the Poetry Foundation, with a reminder that Chicago is the pulse of poetry. Visit the Poetry Foundation on the corner of Superior and Dearborn to explore their library of 40,000 books, attend public events, and view Frente a la Vida, Facing Life, a striking multidisciplinary art exhibition by Chicago artist Victoria Martinez. Learn more at poetryfoundation.org.
Sources and methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.
The apple slice. It's kind of an ephemeral, forgotten treat that is very Midwestern, very Chicago, actually. And for some people, it represents memories they didn't even know they had. I had to get my hands on one. And frankly, I was curious about Dobra's mortal enemy, the goo, that filler gel. A handful of bakeries are still selling them, mostly in the suburbs and edges of the city. First up, Iverson's Bakery in southwest suburban Blue Island. I asked Socorro Jimenez, who's worked there for 23 years, how long the bakery has sold apple slices.
Since they opened, because there's the recipes that they got. They got everything since that time.
Socorro tells me Iverson's is nearly 65 years old, and apple and cherry slices have been staples for decades now. She says they're popular during winter months, and people buy two or three slices at a time or by the pan for bigger parties. As Socorro and I talk, customer Beth Johansson chimes in.
I make my own.
Oh, you do?
I have a recipe that I got from a church cookbook years ago.
How many years ago is that from?
Oh my gosh, 25, 30 years ago. It's for Evangelica Community Church in Blue Island. Their cookbook that they had years ago, I still use that apple slice recipe. It's excellent.
Neither Beth nor Socorro know exactly where apple slices came from.
I have no idea what the history is.
They're
just good.
Yeah.
They're just good.
Yes.
Fair enough. I bought two slices for myself to eat at home. I recorded myself trying them, but I'll spare you the chewing sounds. It was sweet, very all-American tasting, if that makes sense, and good with black coffee. I have no connection to apple slices, but it still sent me down my own memory lane. It reminded me of those Hostess brand fruit pies. They came in green, waxy paper, and my high school cafeteria used to sell them. I used to love those things. But now I needed something to compare Iverson's version to. Apples to apples. Ugh, puns. So I went to House of Cakes on the northwest side in Norwood Park. I came unprepared to this cash-only spot. To my rescue came customer Teresa Pusateri, who offered to pay for them. She said I can pay it forward next time. She also called House of Cakes apple slices the best in the city.
They're always fresh, number one. The apple consistency is like, they're not like, how do I say, like soupy. Like you bite into like an apple pie. And then the glaze on top just tops it off.
She says she's been coming to this bakery for more than two decades. And the apple slices are a staple at every family gathering.
My extended family gets together every Sunday, so there's like 25 of us every Sunday. And my brother's thing is, who's ever going to House of Cakes, you better get apple slices.
It became clear to me that apple slices are harder and harder to find around Chicago, but they still have quite the following. Back to our question asker, Teresa Flanagan, House of Cakes is right in her neighborhood, so we meet up there.
Hi.
Good to see you. How
good
are you?
Good to see you, too. I'm good.
Okay, so we are right in front of House of Cakes.
Yes.
Have you been here before?
No, I haven't.
She says it had been decades since she's eaten an apple slice and had no idea that a bakery in her own neighborhood stocked them.
So let's check it out.
We go in, and Teresa spots the apple slices right away.
Can we get two of the apple slices? Thank you.
I have cash with me this time, so I fulfill my promise to Teresa Pusateri and pay for the apple slices. We leave the crowded bakery and head to the car.
Okay. Whew. All right. So it looks familiar. Less frosting than I remember.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The ones we had were like, you couldn't see anything underneath. It was all frosting.
I watch with expectation as she takes her first bite.
I'm going to go with the edge piece here.
Okay.
So I'm going to try the crust. Yeah, it's pretty good. I get why my grandfather and my dad love these. The textures and the flavor, they both were into sweets, and this is definitely sweet in a good way.
Does it feel, like, nostalgic?
Yeah, it does. And also just familiar and comforting. You know, they were always there at parties and events that were just a staple. And it's nostalgic because a lot of the people that they used to have at those parties are no longer with us.
Teresa told me her grandmother has passed away, her grandfather is in his 90s, and her dad is ailing. With a nearby bakery that sells apple slices, she says she wants to reintroduce them to her family, especially to her kids, twins who just turned 6.
We can kind of connect to the past. They've, you know, seen their pictures and met my grandfather. You know, they see him a lot, so I think they would like that.
So to answer Teresa's original question, yes, absolutely, the apple slice is a local dessert. And for her, one with a hyper-local dose of nostalgia.
Thank you to Esther Yunji Kang for first reporting this story in 2024. It was produced by Joe Dassault. Since this story first aired, we heard from a couple of folks who enjoyed apple slices growing up in New York and even in Australia. Apparently, the dessert takes on its own local flair wherever it's baked. I'm Erin Allen. Thank you for listening.
What happens when you say yes for an entire year? Join WBEZ on October 26th for an evening with Titan of Television Shonda Rhimes as she recounts lessons from her best-selling memoir, Year of Yes. Tickets at WBEZ.org/events.